Joe Biden calls to codify Roe, bemoans national abortion ban in SOTU speech, "I will veto it." By Catherine Hamilton on February 7, 2023. President Joe Biden accused the Supreme Court during his 2023 State of the Union speech of taking away a woman's right to end the life of her unborn child and said he would veto pro-life legislation should it reach his desk. Biden's Tuesday speech included shockingly little about the topic of abortion considering his administration promotes the termination of the unborn at every turn. However, the president did, once again, call for the codification of the Supreme Court's now overturned 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which declared that a right to abortion existed in the U.S. Constitution. "Here in the People's House, it's our duty to protect all the people's rights and freedoms," Biden said. "Congress must restore the right the Supreme Court took away last year and codify Roe v. Wade to protect every woman's constitutional right to choose." Biden continued by stating that he and Vice President Kamala Harris are doing everything they can to protect access to reproductive health care and safeguard patient privacy. He made no mention of the 100-plus attacks against pro-life pregnancy centers and churches perpetrated by radical abortion activists. Biden then slammed more than a dozen states for enforcing extreme abortion bans, pro-life laws that protect unborn babies from abortion. "Make no mistake, if Congress passes a national abortion ban, I will veto it," he continued. Joe Biden's presidency has arguably been the most pro-abortion presidency in history. Under his leadership, Democrats have continued to push for abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy, and his administration is actively working to facilitate easy access to abortion medication across the country. The Biden administration additionally issued a rule to allow the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, to perform abortions, and the Department of Defense, DOD, says it will facilitate travel for abortions. At the same time, House Democrats are also seeking to reverse the Hyde Amendment, a provision that has been part of federal appropriations for decades and prevents direct taxpayer funding of abortion through programs like Medicaid. Biden previously stated his support for the Senate to break the legislative filibuster in order to federally legalize abortion, just days after the Supreme Court overturned Roe. "If the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights. We provide an exception," he said.